It's my new warm up. I think so.
What's warming up? Like your motorbike?
Sort of a gravelly part of my voice. It's a gravelly part of my voice that I don't use in the podcast, but I need to warm it up. Anyway.
Yeah, I use it instead.
Yeah, I'm warming up for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, no, there it is.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A whole new year of albums you have to sift through. Year.
And hey, Matt, why not do an album of the year episode quite far into January? Why not?
It's still January. Still within the first 2 weeks.
They all come out before the end of the year.
Some people haven't gone to work yet.
Yeah. Train drivers. Oh, no, they didn't strike in then, did they?
Who else? Postal workers.
Did you see that post scandal?
Oh, my God, I saw the scandal.
Postal scandal. Yeah. Or the lack thereof, it turns out.
Well, there's a Fujitsu scandal in the end.
It was a Fujitsu scandal. Yeah. And there's me thinking they just did cameras. Was that that's Fuji, isn't it?
It's Fuji. I used to work for Fujitsu.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on the Royal the post office account.
It was you, wasn't it? Have you ever done jiu-jitsu? Speaking of jitsus?
No, but I've seen it.
Yeah, we've all seen it, mate.
I've seen it.
Are there any other jitsus? Any famous jitsus we're forgetting? Jitsus,
just the Fu and the Jiu. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, isn't it? That's all the jitsus. If you know any jitsus, please do send them in.
Yeah, and if you are a jitsu, say hi.
If you are a jitsu, if you are the jitsus.
A lot's happened.
A lot has happened.
Santa came into all our lives.
He did, and he went away again, as per usual.
As per usual.
The absent man.
Did Santa get you anything?
Santa got me. What did Santa get me? He got me a ring.
Hey.
A new ring.
What kind?
A silver ring. I haven't got it on my fingers.
Is it like a Great Frog or brand?
It's Serge Denim.
Oh, okay.
Name dropping here. Serge Denim discount. Make and Tame Metal 20 gets you 20%
off. 20% off it Serge
Denim. It's a little, is it Michelangelo's David, I think?
Like the eyes. It's a tiny penis.
It's like the it's just his penis. It's a signet ring. No, it's the eyes of Michelangelo's David, I think. Or some kind of famous arty thing.
Nice.
With like a tiny bit of hair.
It really means a lot.
Not real hair.
the metal meaning hair. Of the eyes.
Yeah, I think so. Cool. So I got that. Quite nice.
Yep. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah, thanks, Santa. What else did I get?
It is the most metal of seasons, after all.
Yeah. Why not get a metal ring? What did you get? I can't remember.
I got a tray of Ferrero Rochers.
Whoa! So you were spoilt by an ambassador of some description.
So can I tell you a little thing about these Ferrero Rochers?
Nope.
So it's a big tray. Oh, I'm telling you anyway. Don't care. Big tray. The biggest tray I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I was doing quite well.
You've seen some trays.
I was having two or three a day.
That's pretty good.
And then
good self-control.
And then the other day, I hadn't had one for a few days, and I bit into the crisp bit, and it was when you've left some biscuits out for a while and they go a bit, as ripe as they once were.
Yeah,
bit into the biscuit bit, and I felt
overripe.
That's
biscuits.
Not as ripe as it once was. So then I ate 19 in one go,
just to
check. Get rid of them.
Oh, to get rid of them.
Just so they're not around.
And were they all slightly
anymore.
Off?
Well, no, they were fine, but there was a slight wrongness to the crunch.
Oh, wow.
So I ate all 19 in a row. And you thought,
I'll have another one of those, and then they taste wrong.
For tacos. Yeah.
Wow.
It was Tuesday, just gone. So they've been out for a while.
So they were the ambassador's knockoffs, probably.
No, they were real.
He'd use all the good ones for this. The ones
before that, I think I had I must have had a week off eating them, but since then the seal's open, isn't it?
Oh, the seal's open. But they're individually wrapped. Or do you unwrap all your Rochers and leave them out naked for a bit just to air them?
I like to air my Rochers.
Yeah, you've got to air your Rochers.
But yeah, just on Tuesday, just gone, ate them all in one.
Wow.
Well, 19. I finished them off, basically.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
I think that could be a Guinness World Record. I doubt anyone else has bothered.
It was within an hour.
Yeah, 19 Ferrero Rochers within an hour.
Within an hour.
I bet that's not been done before.
And the way I eat them, I bite all the chocolate off the biscuit.
without unwrapping them.
Yeah. And then I separate the two halves.
Yeah.
Then I eat the nut bit. And yeah. Then I eat the separate two halves.
Yeah, that's been done before, I think.
Yeah, but not 19 in a row?
No, absolutely
in
not.
In an hour? Not, what I mean not, is that that on its own takes a little time.
So not 19 in a row in an hour with that particular method.
With that method, yeah.
Definitely hasn't been done.
And every time I break the biscuit,
yeah,
I then go do whole because I'm like, I fucked that one.
Oh, so you've got to get all the chocolate off.
Without breaking the biscuit.
Wow, that's
even a little bit.
Pretty impressive, actually.
It is.
It's not the sort of thing I'd imagine you do at the ambassador's house, though. You got to eat them all in whole in one. There,
would frown upon that.
He would frown, or she would frown upon that.
So yeah, absolutely. I got that for Christmas.
Great. Sounds like it kept you busy for a week.
A week. So yeah, it's been a good time.
That's great.
Yeah, a new year happened, and then did you make any resolutions? I just heard one, so don't. Just heard one of yours.
Oh yeah, I did. I did make one resolution. Yeah. I've got a few resolutions actually. They're all quite boring though.
Oh yeah.
One was to learn a new song on the guitar every month.
Every month. That's 12 a year.
12 a year, yeah.
And then you have those songs with you for life.
And then you can just pick up the guitar and go, hey guys.
Pick it up.
You could be at a house party and be like, hey, have you heard of Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah.
This one's called Guts and Splurge.
Why, I never get invited to parties.
Yeah. So yeah, that's not going very well. Read a book a month. That's another one.
How are you going to fit all of this learning a song?
There's a few days in a month.
What have you read a guitar?
Could read a guitar tablature book. Yeah. Two birds, one stone. Yeah, it's a good
and
idea.
And only learn one of the songs from it.
Very good. What about yourself? Any resolutions for you?
Nah. Keep on
trucking.
Keep on doing what I'm doing.
Keep on drinking.
Keep on.
Start smoking. Good one.
Yeah, start smoking's a good one.
Eat less healthy.
Because they're going to phase it out, aren't
Sleep
they?
Sleep less.
Yeah, stay out more.
Don't meet anyone.
Never meet anyone,
yeah.
Ever.
These are all good ones, actually.
Yeah, I can't wait.
They're much
going to be my year. It's going to be my
year. Much more achievable. I feel like resolutions would be much more achievable if they were sort of lazy and negative.
If you make all your resolutions lazy and negative,
yeah,
you might be put off doing those
you
bits.
You might start
and then
doing
do the
good
opposite.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh. Let's see what 2024 has.
If your resolution is to smoke more.
I think it's my year.
You might break it and actually positive.
Smoke less.
Well, great. We've solved it. We've solved the world's problems again.
Okay.
Right, Matt.
Should we go to the theme song?
Let's go to the theme song. Put up your feet. Put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the bastard metal?
All right. So it's episode 76.
Yeah. It's a milestone.
Is this like the fourth album of the year we've done?
I think it is. 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023.
Yeah. Four.
That's
nice.
Count them.
What's it going to be? Do you want to tell us what's in store?
Yeah. So what we're going to do this episode, we're not going to review anything.
What?
You'd be pleased to know.
That's
gonna,
why we
we're going to explain the rules of album of the year.
Yeah.
The best bit.
I love rules.
The convoluted rules. Then we thought it'd be fun to take you through the worst albums of the year.
Obviously.
In each of the five categories, which we'll come to in a minute.
Yes.
Then we'll give you the worst overall album of the year.
Yes, what
according
could it be?
To our scoring system.
We love our scoring system.
Then we'll tell you our honourable mentions. So that's albums that Matt, the album that Matt scored the highest that didn't make it into the top 10.
And the album that Simon scored the highest that didn't make it into the number 10.
Top 10, yeah.
Number 10, like the Prime Minister.
Absolutely.
What's made it into number 10?
That's where he lives. And then we will do the rundown from 10, all the way through to the album of the year.
Yeah. Who could it be?
Who could it be?
And then
start guessing.
Who knows? We might get him on the phone.
They may be on the phone.
They
may be on the phone.
And I'll tell you
pretend
what.
They're on the phone.
Whoever gets album of the year can have a pint each from my bank.
For each member.
Each member.
As opposed to sharing the pint.
Hope it's not Slipknot.
Yeah. Or the polyphonic spree.
Or Heilung.
Or, oh, God, yeah, Heilung would be very expensive, wouldn't it? Or...
I think
the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Make a good win.
Was Metallica's SNM2 out this year?
Yeah, the entire orchestra.
See if that wins.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Wait.
Wants to do the rules?
Wait.
Great.
But before rules, need more rules. Because it's the rule cast.
As in, like, the boring bit.
The boring bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Go on then. If you
like it, listen.
Listen.
If you listen, subscribe.
If you subscribe,
give it five stars.
Give it 5 stars. Or 10 stars.
10 stars if you can.
If it's possible.
If you're giving it all those stars, tell a friend.
Give it the most stars. Tell a friend.
Yep. And listen and subscribe and like and yeah. do all but of
do,
the stuff.
Do subscribe, though, because our subscriber count has been increasing.
It's been increasing.
And it's not only is it a joy to see... But I think it also makes us more visible.
Yeah.
So if you like...
We love being visible.
Yeah. I mean, we're mainly audible. But
Podcast but Visibility Day. When's that? When's Podcasters Visibility Day?
National Podcast Visibility Day.
National Podcasters Visibility Day.
I think it was yesterday, unfortunately.
Ah.
Missed it. For next year, though. Please subscribe. Okay. It's like rules. Rules time.
Rules. Let me drink a drink for the rules.
Okay. Shall I very quickly run through the rules?
Yes. That's why I'm... Drinking a drink.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought you were preparing your...
You're the stickler for the rules.
I thought you were wetting your mouth to go through the rules.
Don't worry, I will butt in.
Okay, great, fine. So, very, very simply, Matt and I have both scored...
Yes, we have.
...every album that we have reviewed in the last year. So in this series, I guess. So it's 50 albums in total that have come out over the year that we have liked enough to tell you about and review. And then... Each of us have scored them in 5 categories.
But out of 10 numbers.
So the most album could possibly get is 100.
100.
So 50 from me and 50 from Matt.
Yep.
So the 5 categories the rules. Are... First category is contentious. Because
contentious
we, last year we both scored it in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we didn't do this year was decide how we would score
it.
And we sort of did
it?
The same again.
Yeah.
But we've just recently conferred and maybe sorted it out. But the first category is expectation versus reality. The point of that is contentious. Matt, what did you interpret this
so
as?
So I thought expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
If the expectation meets the reality, that's a 10.
Right, yes.
Because... It's met.
The reality. Yep.
If it doesn't meet it at all,
it's
so
a
if
zero.
You think, I bet this is going to be shit, but it was amazing, that's a 1.
Yeah, because which I think
because the expectation
sense.
Didn't meet the reality at
that's
all.
That's fair. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
You get it.
I get why you did that.
Yeah.
But in the overall spirit of picking your best album, my interpretation was, if you expect it to be shit,
but this is
but
how
it's
shit
amazing,
can get into the
you get
top 10.
Because the expectation was way
also,
beyond,
like
was way less than the reality. The reality was way
out,
beyond.
We tend not to do shit albums because it means we have to listen to them all week. So we tend not to put shit albums in anyway.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. But sometimes the expectation is better than reality, in which case it should score less, I think.
So
if reality is better than expectation. Anyway, long story short... That's one of the categories.
It's one of the categories.
Strap in.
Tell us how
We've
you
got
think
four
that
more
should
to
be.
Go through.
Because I think I'm right always.
I think I'm right in that if you look at the album cover and the name of the band and you go, oh, this is going to be awful.
And it's really
But then
good.
It's amazing. That should score
your high. Your expectation didn't meet the reality.
Yeah, but the reality was much better than the expectation.
Yeah.
So you're scoring it based on them matching and I'm scoring it based on the... The
so what we
disparity
should
between
is
them.
5 is the mean bit.
So 5 is when they match.
Yeah.
0 is when
it's worse.
The expectation's really good, but it doesn't meet the expectation.
And 10 is when it's
10 is when the expectation is crap, but it's really good.
Right, okay.
I think. This we is obviously a conversation we should have had before we pressed record.
Before we... And
before
also
we started
before
scoring.
We scored them. Before, but they're scored
and,
now.
And we should have had it over a year ago, because the same happened last year.
Anyway, what's next?
Hey, we're bloody blokes, we don't communicate.
What's next?
So the second one, the second category is originality.
Yeah.
So it scores high if it's very original.
Yep.
And it scores low if it's not very original. That's a simple one.
Simple.
Simple.
Easy peas.
The third category is unskippability.
Whoa.
Basically, if it has...
Do you want to skip it?
Yeah, if it has no tracks that you skip... then it scores really high. If it's got lots of skippable tracks because they're rubbish, then it scores low.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
I get that.
I get that.
The next one is replayability.
Yeah, like how many times
you listen to the full album?
Yeah, you're going to go again?
Would you go again?
Are you kind of done on one?
Is once enough for you?
Yeah.
That's simple. That's easy.
That is so simple.
The last one.
These should be simple to do.
Should be.
Why is everything so hard for me?
I don't know. The last one is artwork. Because nothing to do with the music, but some artwork is really cool.
Do you have to, like, base it on how good the artist is?
Yes. Why? What have you done? What have you done?
I just went by how much I liked the cover.
Oh, yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah. Not like that art is done really well.
Oh, I see what you mean. No, it's not the technical ability necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the whether you liked the artwork or not.
Yes.
And the artwork can really be a game changer.
I'm quite surprised that one of these didn't get the worst one when it. And I'll mention it now because it's not going to be mentioned anywhere else, but Nuclear Dudes.
Yeah, why didn't that get the worst one? Artwork? Well, we'll come to that, I suppose. Yeah, you're right. The Nuclear Dudes album.
Amazing. Astonishing.
It's a really good album, but terrible artwork.
No, but astonishing that the artwork didn't make it into the bottom one.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. It looks like something that if you had a 3-year-old, you might put this on the fridge.
That's a great album cover.
Yeah, that's really good. Well done.
I was just looking at what's on your fridge.
Our fridge is an integrated kitchen, so it's not magnetic.
There you go, listener.
A little bit of behind the scenes stuff for you there. You come behind the curtain of the podcast. Yeah. We're in the kitchen. Okay, so what are we going to do now?
We're going to do.
Do you guys all understand the rules? Please,
yes.
Please be silent if you do.
Great.
Thanks very much. We're going to start with...
Oh, and then we add them all up, and then add them all up.
Oh, yeah, then we add our scores together, and then we rank.
Out of 100.
Highest score wins, basically.
Should we go to the worst first?
Worst first. So in each category, the worst album based on our total scores, expectation versus reality.
Which means...
I think you should go because I've been talking a lot.
Okay, expectation versus reality.
What scored the worst?
What did score the worst?
Do you need me to tell you?
Is it on this list?
Yeah.
Expectation versus reality. Okay, here we go. It was The Ocean.
No.
Yep.
The Ocean. Holocene.
Holocene. In at 6.
It's 6 points.
6 points.
6 points overall out of 20.
I gave it 3. You gave it 3. I think what happened there is... The Ocean's last album was in the top 3 of one of our top 10s.
I think it might have been, yeah.
And so we was expecting The Ocean to release
a good album.
Killer album.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately, it was pretty mellow, wasn't it?
Pretty mellow.
Quite boring.
It wasn't worst overall, but the expectation versus reality
was the lowest score.
The lowest. And, you know, I can see why.
Yeah. When you are a band called The Ocean, it's a band that especially you are a huge fan of.
They're one of my favourite bands.
Yeah, and they release something that is pretty boring.
I think I scored it.
I think you quite like it, don't you?
I scored it. I scored it an 8 on replayability. So
you did.
Yeah.
It also scored quite low on artwork, which brought it down overall.
Oh, the artwork was awful.
Yeah, terrible. But
and also the last couple of albums had really good artwork.
Yeah, kind of similar though.
No, but like
some
a lot
shapes.
Better.
Yeah. Better shapes.
So
I
much
agree.
Better.
Yeah, better shapes.
It was like, yeah, so the artist who did the others died, and they were like, kind of do something a bit like that to some designer that they've never met.
Yeah.
And they was like, okay, we've got to go to press today, so we're going to have to use it. But didn't get the worst artwork overall, did it?
It didn't. Well, we'll get it. Let's find out.
Who knows? So,
3 more categories.
Originality.
Time. Originality. So, I can do this one then. So, the lowest score
lowest
for originality went to Steel Panther.
Whoa.
And their album On the Prowl.
No way.
I mean, because all their albums sound the same.
Yep.
Their songs sound the same. But I have to say, expectation versus reality. This one scored really high. This scored 17 out of...
Ooh.
This was, I think this was the highest scoring expectation versus reality. Oh no, there was one more that scored higher. Actually,
I think that's because
in our top 10.
That's because of my scoring system.
Oh, is that what?
Because it was exactly as I expected it to be.
So you scored it 10.
10, and then no, and then one okay, for originality.
Fine. So I scored it high. I scored it high for expectation versus reality because the one they did before this one, can't remember what it was called, was pretty awful. This one has some pretty catchy songs and good riffs.
Oh, good.
The subject matter is questionable, yeah. But it's a joke, so probably
it's
fine.
It's fine. It's a joke.
Probably fine.
Right, Top Gear.
Yeah. but yeah, so this is the least original album of the year, according to our scoring. Steel Panther, On the Prowl.
Probably according to everyone that's heard
that's
albums.
Ever heard it. Yeah.
Right. So what's next?
Unskippability.
Oh, Unskippability. Really low number on this one.
Yeah.
Is Full of Hell and Nothing at 7.
Yeah.
So it means you want to skip it. Yeah. Oh, you want to skip it.
It basically means that.
Skip,
so
skip, skip.
My interpretation of this album, first track.
Amazing.
Really good.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it was nothing, I suppose.
It was the first track was Full of Hell.
Yeah. And the rest, and the rest of it was nothing. Yeah. That's basically how it worked. So
amazing.
So I listened to the first track and I skipped the next. It's quite. There's not many tracks, but they're all quite like, long.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to the end
very quickly.
Really quickly after the first track,
and then didn't replay it.
And didn't replay it. So not for me. Okay.
Sorry, Full of Hell or Nothing.
Sorry, guys. I know you listen.
Your tracks get skipped.
Replayability.
Whoa, replayability.
The lowest scorer on replayability. Matt and I had to double take because we couldn't remember mentioning this album throughout the year.
I'm going
to
have
the band are called Tidal Wave and the album is called The Lord Knows. It was in our first episode of last year. I think it was that period where not much has come out. But
yeah,
going back to it, it's all right. It's like a sort of stoner, rocky, Corrosion of Conformity,
Tidal Wave,
Monster Magnet vibe.
I'm going to see if I remember the...
But not very replayable, simply because Matt and I couldn't remember it very well.
I remember the album cover, actually, yeah.
It's not the worst album cover.
No, it's pretty good.
We'll tell you who that is next.
Yeah. Is it album? Yeah, artwork next.
Artwork. Matt, over to you.
Do you want to press the button?
Press the button.
Press the button. Okay, so...
The score's low, isn't it?
It is the lowest possible score. Could we give things a 0?
We can change it to a 0 if you want.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
I've just meant, are we allowed to score a 0? 0 is not a number.
Save
it
for next
year. It's the absence of numbers.
Too late now.
The artwork in at 2 points, which means we both gave it 1 point, is Metallica and 72 Seasons.
Yeah, awful artwork.
Which was really bad. I know that their artwork's got... Quite bad.
It's not been bad. It's not been good for quite a long time.
Justice for All.
Yeah, yeah.
But this was yellow.
Yeah.
I don't know if
a baby's cot.
Tried something. And a baby's cot that had been burnt.
Yeah, it's quite lame.
Yeah. It was quite a lame. And that got the worst album. So
worst
if you disagree,
artwork.
Tell us what worst album got.
I'd like to give a shout out to the second worst because that was one of the worst things we've ever seen. The
Jesus Peace
album
for quite a good album.
Good album.
It's it's a really really bad,
really awful
really
album
bad
cover.
There's
probably
three.
A story behind it, and I feel like we may have touched upon it on the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't remember it now.
But it's awful.
But it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Sorry, I know you don't listen to the podcast, so I don't mind saying how rubbish it is.
And also, if you did, I'd own it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, fine.
If you think it's rubbish.
Shit. Okay.
Cool, that was fun.
So now...
Honourable mentions.
No, we haven't spoken about the worst overall
album. Oh, yeah. What could that possibly be?
I'll give you the honour, Matt, of the worst overall album...
Overall album.
...of 2023.
The worst album
based
of 2023.
On the albums we decided to include in the list
and
our own scoring.
In total, out of 100 points, it got... 40 points.
That's 40%.
Which is, I guess,
not that bad.
Not that awful. Not as awful as Metallica. It is. It's Metallica.
It's Metallica.
Again,
72
seasons. It's very long. I thought when Lux Eterna came out,
yeah,
I was like, oh, this could be exciting. This yeah. is, if everything kind was of. Kind of was that?
If everything's a bit
even
like
you mentioned you liked it and you hate
Metallica.
I liked
it in a sort of Japanese anime credits yeah. kind of way.
And then you know what? It's another Metallica album that kind of goes in line with sort of the last couple.
Yeah, it was quite boring, wasn't it?
Yeah, there wasn't much
quite
going
boring.
On.
And very long, quite boring.
Very long, too long, way
all
too
long.
All
of the Kirk, the Hamster Hammett solos were just awful.
Well, he did say, you know, no one really wants solos anymore, and you don't just do as many notes as possible.
He's not met me.
Feeling and soul. That's
which is what something like that. Which is what it lacked entirely.
But yeah, it was. Wasn't the best out of it. It was the worst.
It's the worst one of the year, according to our scoring system.
If you disagree, write in.
Please write in
to our PO box. Great. There we go. That's the worst.
That's
we
the worst.
The worst firsts.
So Matt, we are on to our honourable mentions.
Do you want to do you first?
I can do me first. Okay, yeah. So let's see. Right, so,
ooh.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know this until I resorted
yeah, no,
the
I
list.
Didn't know mine either.
So the album that I scored the highest that did not make the top 10 is an album by a band called Dissentient.
Yeah.
And the album is Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And yeah. I wish I could tell you a lot about it, but so it's kind of like Genty, very quite technical. Genty death metal, technical progressive Genty death metal. It's a wicked album. I've listened to it again recently. But one thing I seem to remember about it, hold on, let me just check. And this is how underground we are on this podcast. Dissentient have 167 monthly listeners.
Yep, not many. And it's your 11th top.
And it's my top number 11 album.
Oh no, it's your number 8.
My number eight, number yeah, eight, but I guess, yeah. But it didn't make our top 10.
Didn't make our top 10.
167 monthly listeners. So.
Yeah, that's how underground we are.
Have a listen, because they will probably appreciate at least a couple more. But yeah, Dissentient, Labyrinth.
Overall, they got 54 points.
Which isn't fantastic, which means you probably hated it.
I wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh yeah, you scored it 4-4-4-4-1.
I hate.
I scored it 97696. So yeah, quite different.
There we were thinking we have.
So yeah, Dissentient, Labyrinth, my favourite that didn't make the top 10.
Didn't make the top 10. You're number 8.
Don't all rush at once.
What's mine gonna be?
What's yours? I'm very excited. What's I don't even know.
So am I. I've not looked yet. So this is exciting.
You've got a. What do you call it? A tie.
I've got a tie.
You got a tie for, interestingly, I'll let you go and then I'll tell you what I think about these two albums.
So, my number 10, all of the other ones were in the top 10, actually, which is nice, is Crosses and their album, Goodnight, God Bless, I Love You, Delete.
And then what's the other one that scored the same?
Full of Hell
and
Nothing.
So I would say out of all the albums on our entire list of 50, these are the two least metal and most boring.
Yep.
Although the Crosses one has a few good moments.
The Crosses one,
it's all right.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
But yeah, they're a bit more like chill.
Yeah.
A bit more mellow. Yeah, Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Nothing wrong with that getting at all. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing wrong at all with that.
Great. Well, you know what? That was a surprise to me, Matt.
That was a surprise to me. Crosses, I got 60 from me and 35 from you.
Oh. Got 60 at what? Out of 50? That's impressive.
No, it didn't. Sorry.
35 from you, 25 from me.
You got 35 from me, 25. It got 30. It got 60 overall.
60 overall. Yeah, yeah. Full of Hell and Nothing got 35 50, from you and 16 from me.
51 overall.
Oh, we haven't talked about our own worst albums.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Okay. My worst album. It's Full of Hell and Nothing.
Is it?
Yeah. With 16 points.
Yeah. What's mine?
What's yours? Here we go. It's very exciting. Very exciting. This is live sorting.
Mine is...
you got two again. Oh, it's Dissentient Labyrinth. Well, what do you know?
What do you know?
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
and also, you had a tie with Vertebra Atlantis.
Yes, I did.
A dialogue with the eeriest sublime, which I scored 34 and you scored 17.
Yeah.
Real opposites there.
Real opposites there.
God, that was a fun sorting game, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I love sorting things.
I love sorting things now. I didn't realise how much I loved it until just now.
The podcast is going to be just sorting from
now on. Yeah. We should do a new sorting podcast. And we should list all the episodes in non-alphabetical order.
Sort them.
And then everyone else, the listener, can
sort them.
Rearrange them.
I bet we got a lot of listeners that like sorting.
I think we probably do as well.
Which is great.
Okay, that is great.
That's like me.
I like sorting too.
Right.
Right. Okay. Oh my God. We're onto the
Should we get into
this
it?
Is it now. This should is the real it? Meat. Should the just, meat on the bones.
Should we just go straight in? Straight in.
Fuck it. Go on.
In 10!
Do you want to do 10 or should I do 10? I don't mind. Either way.
You could do 10.
I'll do 10?
Yeah.
In. Oh, you just did it already.
I'll do
in
the 10. Ins.
Okay, go again.
In 10!
In 10.
In 10.
It is a... I think they are Scandinavian...
Why is camping the most extreme sport?
What is what? Because it's intense.
Tense.
Yeah. Oh, intense. Not really how that joke works, but yes. So... You should know, listener, we haven't done any research on these bands and albums since we originally spoke about them. So when we do this top 10, we may not have any information about them. But what I can say is,
listen to them.
This band in 10 scored 13 expectation versus reality, 13 Whoa. Originality,
unlucky,
14 unskippability. Ow. 15 replayability and 12 artwork.
12 artwork.
With a total score of 67, it is the, I think, maybe Scandinavian Omnivortex and their album Circulate. And the standout track was called Dwells.
And here it is! There it was indeed. In 9! So in 9 is the band Dreamwell. They were sort of post-hardcore-y, very, very, just it was quite recent, this album.
Yeah, it was only 3 months ago. Two or 3 months ago, I think,
It's called In My Saddest Dreams, I'm Beside You.
Thanks very much.
And let's see what it scored. In Expectation versus Reality, it scored... 13.
Wow.
Originality 14 wow. out of a possible 20.
Gosh, interesting.
Unskippability 13 Whoa! Out of a possible
interesting 20. Information.
Replayability 16. That's quite high.
Pretty high. Replay. Pretty
I did high. You like? I didn't realize you would have liked this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did.
Good. Artwork 13.
Yeah, average.
I quite like the artwork.
Oh, it got the funniest score overall.
It did get the best score.
What did it get?
Overall, I think everyone knows what the S&M total score is. 69!
And hilarious.
The standout track is...
you can say that, can't you?
Obelisk of Hands. And here it is.
And there it was. I did not know that you couldn't say obelisk.
It's very small writing.
It's a good job we don't live in ancient Egypt.
I've just
you'd be fucked.
I've just zoomed in to the zoomed into the screen.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite small actually. Unlike an obelisk, ironically. So it's your go.
In eight.
Okay, in eight. These are an American band, I believe.
Whoa, not American.
Yes, an American, what would you call it? Noisecore?
Noisecore.
Mathy, noisy, hardcore-y.
Yeah.
This was, I think, the shortest album in the top 10, running at about 26 minutes.
It was 19 minutes.
Was it 19 minutes? Yeah. But it was about 8 tracks, so still an album, technically.
Still an album.
It scored 13, expectation versus reality. Woo! 14, originality. 15 on skippability,
woo!
16 replayability, woo! And 12 on artwork, 70 in total.
Whoa.
It is horsewhip.
Horsewhip.
Consume and burn. Don't mind if I do. And the standout track is called Pain.
And here it is! In seven, straight in with expectation versus reality. Oh, a high number 17.
That's big, isn't it?
Big old number.
Could be your
originality dropping down in numbers for originality. It's 11.
It's the lowest scoring originality
in the top 10.
In the top 10, everyone. Yep.
Could you guess what it is? It's great though. In unskippability, quite high again with 16.
Very good. Very high number.
Replayability, one up on 16. It's 17.
Sort of across between bingo and bingo sorting. Kind of a bingo sorting episode.
I used to host bingo.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why did you stop? I'd imagine you'd be quite good at that based on the last 5 seconds.
I was very good at it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a dream.
I think you missed your calling, pun intended.
I just, you know, sometimes you're like, maybe bingo isn't the dream. Maybe that's not the dream.
So I often think that.
Yeah.
Maybe bingo isn't the dream.
Do go to Dabbers. You can get a discount.
You know what? Number one, I'd quite like to go to Dabbers. We should go.
Mm.
But number two, I've never... It's not busy, is it? Or is it busy? I don't know.
Yeah, it's on and off.
It always looks half closed. Like
you're talking about the Hackney one.
The one on Mare Street.
No, the Aldgate one is.
The Aldgate one's busy. Because the Hackney one, I feel like, is not busy.
Yeah, I don't think. I tried to run a comedy night out of there.
Did not work.
And they were like, "Oh, you didn't sell enough tickets."
Yeah, that's not good
to open. They were like, "I was like, you didn't sell enough tickets."
Oh yeah,
but. Yeah, they just
poor work.
I guess they just don't open.
Blames.
They don't sell a certain amount of tickets.
Okay.
Anyways,
who was I? We don't know who it is.
I know. I'm doing the numbers.
Oh my god. Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Artwork. Oh my god. A low scoring artwork. So some of these
legs 11
top 10 didn't score very well in the artwork. Legs 11. What just happened there?
What did happen there?
I have no idea. Legs 11. What? Yep. And the total score overall is 72, and it is Will Haven and their album 7. You know Will Haven?
I do know Will Haven. I love Will Haven.
Yep, and their album.
We went to see them.
7, or V-I-I, Vi.
What's 7 in bingo language?
Steve Vi Vi. I told you I don't do that anymore.
Oh, sorry.
And.
Surely it's like Heaven or something.
We went to see Will Haven. Heaven? Will Heaven?
Oh, Will Heaven.
In at 7.
In at 7.
It's actually 8.
Oh.
No, it doesn't work, isn't it?
Anyway, it's... Oh, that's the name of the album.
Yeah.
The album. Album.
But also wow. it is in at 7.
Quality. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it is.
Wow. We didn't even...
Wow.
That.
In at 7 with an album called 7.
And wow. Their standout track was... Paloma's Blessing, and here it is!
And it's six. Shame.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Go on. And it's six.
And it's six.
So, these guys are also from America.
America?
With ex-members of Kowloon Walled City.
They're good.
Yeah. Mm. And other bands I can't remember.
Who might be good.
Who could also be good. Scoring a 14 on expectation versus reality, a 15 originality, a 16 unskippability, a 17 replayability, very high, and 11 on artwork. Sorry about that. Legs 11.
Legs 11.
Total score of 73. It's X Everything.
Whoa.
And the album Slow Change Will Pull Us Apart. And our standout track is The Reduction of Human Life to an Economic Unit.
And here it is!
It was
in at five. In at five. In at the expectation versus reality. 14.
Whoa.
1 and 4. 14. in originality, one up from that. It's 15. What have I got that wrong?
Yes. 13.
It is 13.
Doesn't matter, really.
This really small.
1 and 3, 13.
It's really, really small.
There
really
must be some good bingo.
Really bloody small, right?
Names for these.
Yeah, probably. Probably some really good bingo.
Unlucky,
I told you.
Surely it's like unlucky for some. 31. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, carry on. Sorry, listener.
Keeping it clean. In at 15.
Yeah.
It's unskippability. Unskippability. 16. Daily Mail's going to tell everyone about her age. It's 16. It's on replayability. Ooh, high artwork as well. 16 on artwork.
That's really high.
All in all, these total score for this is 74. Total score, 74.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, guess who it was, Si?
Well, I know who it was.
It was Nightmare and their album, Deformity Adrift.
Yeah.
Very good. We went to see them as well.
We did.
With your favourite screamy band.
Knoll.
Knoll. Yep. Yes, or Knoll. And yeah, they're great. This album's great.
What's the standout track, Matt?
Check it out. The standout track is Throw of Illicit Withdrawal. And here it is!
There it was.
There it was. In at four!
In at four!
That's why there's two of us.
This is the highest scoring expectation versus reality.
Whoa.
18 points.
Whoa, that's
meaning that we thought it was going to be shit.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was really good.
17 on originality.
Whoa.
Also the highest scoring, actually, out of all the top 10. 15 on skippability, 16 on replayability. Lowest scoring artwork with a 9. That could have brought it up to the top spot, you know.
Yeah.
If it had good artwork. So, bands, listen. You're out there, which you are, and you're definitely listening, all 50 of you in this list
all
are listening, improve your artwork if you want to be at the top of our list.
If you want to be at the top
of our list,
improve your artwork. Artwork has put some people right at the top, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has done. Picasso, Matisse. Who's the other one who couldn't hear very well? Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Where's Van Gogh?
You know what? You and Van Gogh, Van Gogh,
are very similar.
Yeah. Because you're deaf in one ear,
aren't
you?
Deaf in one ear, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same one.
The same.
You haven't cut yours off to be deaf, but...
No, no.
If you cut your ear off, can you still hear?
Yeah.
You should be able to. The hole's still there,
isn't it? The flappy bit.
Just the flappy bits.
You wouldn't... It's not as... Probably not as clear.
No.
But, you know... You still have the inner ear.
The inner ear is still there. Yeah.
So you probably still here. There you go.
We're not normally a medical podcast.
It's good
but
that ear rhymes too. With here as well.
Ear does rhyme with here. Oh, you know what I heard recently that blew my mind?
What?
The word listen is an anagram of the word silent.
Ooh.
Whoa.
See?
Si, senor. Yes. So, this band album got 75 out of a possible 100. That's 75% for all you mathematicians out there.
That's three quarters.
That is three of the quarters. Absolutely. This is Soul Keeper.
Whoa!
And their album Holy Design. And the standout track is Inflorescence.
And here it is! I rejected the world the way that it wants me to be. Struggle and suffer, then tie myself onto that leash. Armed with my teeth,
armed with my truth,
there's no rest for me.
That was it there then.
In at three. We're getting closer. Expectation versus reality, down two from Soul Keeper. It's 16.
Whoa.
Which could mean anything in that
no
category.
One knows
it could mean
a lot
anything.
Of these are 15 16s 13s 14s and 17s.
Originality straight up down another one to 15. where did they win on this? Unskippability. 16 on unskippability, 18 on replayability.
Oh, that's where they win,
the
18
the highest,
on replayability. That's high.
The highest replayability
the highest
in the lot.
Okay.
Even beats the winner. Artwork, just
11.
Little 11.
What was that?
It's a little
voice
11.
You did. Little 11.
Little 11.
I now know why you're not a bingo caller anymore, by the way. You're not very good at it.
Yeah, I was awful.
Okay, carry on.
I did it with a guitar, though.
Okay.
I sang the...
Was it Shitstorm?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
And the total number for Low and the Gleaners...
Yeah, okay, giving it away, fine.
...is 76!
76!
For Low and the Gleaners. Low! Because it's got the
exclamation.
Low! And the Gleaners. Taking them to the Gleaners. Their standout track was Rat King, and here it is!
And there it was.
In at two.
Well, this is big. We're on the penultimate.
Home stretch, baby.
The home stretch.
It's always been the home stretch,
baby.
Though, hasn't it?
Yeah, from that whole top ten is the
starting.
Home stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, from when you start something, you're on the
home
stretch.
You're on the
home
stretch.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, not unless you never
by default
get to the end.
Not unless you're a nomad.
Mm.
Or
you're just on the stretch. Oh, I'm on the stretch, baby.
Yeah, we're on the some kind of stretch, guys. So this album, 15 expectation versus reality, 16 originality, 16 unskippability, 16 replayability. Artwork brought this up a lot. This is the second highest scoring artwork.
We did exactly the same totals.
Did
this
we?
One.
Wow. Yeah. That's a cool nugget.
I know, little nugget.
That's a cool truth
bomb.
Throw
a nugget out there.
Truth bomb.
Everyone caught it in their mouths.
Ugh, gross. The artwork
you
scored 15.
A nugget in your mouth.
Of what?
A nugget.
Of?
Like a chicken nugget.
Oh! Yeah.
With sauce?
What are you talking about? yeah, with sauce always.
Always.
Yeah. What's your favourite McDonald's sauce?
For a nugget?
Yeah.
Probably a curry.
Curry's good, isn't it?
Unless they've got the spicy salsa one they sometimes do.
I like a sweet chili as well.
Sweet chili, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. None of that fucking ketchup crap.
Oh, fuck that.
Ketchup.
Fuck you, ketchup.
No thanks.
You boring, normster.
Need to get Lou's Brews to do a collab for chicken nuggets with McDonald's.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Lou, if you're listening, which you definitely are, do that.
Do that.
Just do that.
Do it. I bought somebody a pack of Lou's Brews sauces for Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty pretty hot present.
That was a hot present.
Anyway, this album scored 78.
Whoa, no way.
Oh, little too late, 78.
How can anyone beat it?
Slipped on a grape, 78.
Yep. Said it too late.
78, spinning plate, 78. This is Blindfolded and Led to the Woods. And their album, Rejecting Obliteration. Don't mind if I do.
Congratulations.
The standout track is Funeral Smiles. We've all been there.
And here it is!
Matt, this means.
So, we've gone through a lot of albums.
Number one album of the year.
So many albums. And, you know, I think so far the top 10 has been pretty
solid, I would
pretty
say.
Pretty solid. Really solid. I was looking through everything
good
that
summary.
Didn't make the top 10, and I was like, nah, it's a good top 10.
Yeah, there's not much.
So what could this
that's
be?
Not in there that
what
I wish was in there.
This be?
We're pretty well aligned this year.
Should we do some? Should we get McMulty out?
Oh, I think so.
They've been
clinging onto that cage.
So what I do is I'm
desperate to get out.
I'll do a quick in one with our winning album.
Okay.
And then we'll do the.
When are you going to do that?
I just did it then.
Oh, right, okay.
And then I say what things they got. So Expectation versus Reality, they got 17.
Whoa.
17.
Joint top with Will Haven.
No, Soulkeeper was 18.
Yep, forget what I said. Joint second with Will Haven.
Originality, what happened there? Was only 14. 14.
14, that's not very good.
Yet it won. Unskippability, 17.
The highest? That is the highest.
That is the highest. It's the highest.
So it means all the tracks are really good.
Really, really good. You don't want to skip it.
Don't skip any
of
them.
That's the highest of all of the albums. Well done.
Well done, you album.
Replayability, 17 again.
Great. Very good. Very high.
They kind of go hand in hand often. Artwork, 16. Great artwork.
Good artwork, this one.
Great. I gave it 9.
I think I gave it, what, I must have given it an 8?
Yeah.
No, I must have given it a 7 because it got 16.
Great artwork. Just everything about this album was fantastic. What?
Siri, it's not about you. It's not about you, Siri.
I think this is deservedly...
I'm not sure I understand.
Stop it.
What is going on with Siri, our sponsor?
Sorry. Carry on.
If you buy a Siri device, please type in May Contain Metal into the voucher code. Right, I think it's a deserved winner.
I do too. I think it's a great album. I've listened to it a lot since, and it also came out near the start of the year.
Yeah, it did. And it's 3 points ahead of number 2.
It is. So it's quite a clear winner.
Clear winner in at 81 points.
That's 81% for all of you mathmos out there.
Who could it be? McMulty?
Okay. Our album of the year 2023 is Eyes.
Eyes. Congratulations.
Their album. Congratulations. Congratulations.
What was the three? Congratulations.
Something like that, probably. Yeah. Congratulations. I don't know.
A bloody good album. If you disagree that this is the best album of 2023,
let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
What did we miss? And their standout track is Generation L. And here it is!
Was it? That was their standout track.
That was it. They're doing a little small European tour with Deaf Goals, but not in the UK.
And they're not coming to the UK.
No, they're doing like
are they Danish?
Polandy bits. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, big shame.
But, well, I don't like them anymore. Let's knock them off the top spot.
Well, maybe they'll come over.
Maybe. But, Eyes, if you're listening,
come over.
Let us know.
Come
if
over.
You want to just come round to mine and play in the lounge.
Just play in the lounge. I've got a.
There's enough space,
I've
probably.
Got a balcony you could play on.
Yeah, you've got a rooftop.
Rooftop? Yeah, come and play on the rooftop.
Yeah, if you want to come and play on the rooftop in Dalston.
Yeah, come along.
Above the old brew dog.
Come along, way. Let's tell everyone where I live.
Above the old number. honestly, message me if you want to know where
so
Matt is.
So they're playing in February, Hamburg.
Okay.
Switzerland.
Okay.
France. Paris. Netherlands. And then they're playing three Polish dates: Warsaw, Krakow, and Wroclaw.
I just
got back from Wroclaw and Krakow.
I know.
So yeah, I might go to one of those.
Krakow and Wroclaw sound like if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was Polish. Two of the baddies would be called Krakow and Wroclaw.
I never thought of it as a Krakow. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, congratulations, Eyes, with your album. Congratulations.
You congratulations.
Won. If you ever see me at a show, come get your pints.
Yeah.
Come get your pints.
We would also love to see you live. Yes. So just for us, please come to the UK. Yeah.
Play on my balcony.
Yeah.
And I think that's the podcast.
I think that's it for last year.
For the whole last year.
Which means that a new series is starting.
Series 5.
And maybe we'll do at least one different thing.
Yeah, let's do a different thing.
I had an idea.
What do you want to hear see us do?
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll put that out there.
We're putting it out there now. What do you want to see us do?
Because people always reply to those things.
Yeah,
stick it out on the gram to our lots of listeners.
Yep.
Any segments you would like to hear?
Yeah, what segments
any
do you
any new interesting things you'd like us to do?
We could do a new thing a week.
We could do a new thing a week.
Yeah.
If we did a podcast episode a week. A new thing an episode could work, though.
Lives. We could do a new thing an episode.
Yeah.
Which would be great. I'm up for it.
Yeah, me too.
I love new things.
I've got some ideas, Matt. I'll run them past you.
Great.
Not here, not in front of everyone.
Right, so should we do the boring bit and get the fuck out?
Yeah, do you see the boring bit again?
Listen, like, subscribe.
Tell a friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, bye!